Today's Tanya for the 16th of Tammuz is in Agedas HaTshuva, Perek Dalad. It's on Daf Tzadik Hey, Amud Aleph, page 362. Galt Rebbe is talking about the nature of Tshuva and is introducing the idea that there's a higher level Tshuva and a lower level Tshuva. And in order to introduce this idea, he begins to describe the difference between the Neshama and all other existences, all other creation. And he says that the neshama is blown into man, and the idea, the description of blowing, implies that it comes from an inner place, whereas all other things come from speech, which is an external breath. The neshama comes from blowing, which is an internal thing. And he describes the letters of God's name as representing the entire development of creation, from the highest beginnings of creation down to the most practical revealed part of creation. And now he continues with the analogy of speech as it is divided by the five tools of articulation from its original generic breath. Second line from the top. The same is true also by way of analogy. Although they are different with endless separation, infinite separation, that which is true above in the way God creates the world is also true b'nishmas ha'adam in the human soul. Shehi b'chinas nefesh ha'likis. We're talking here not about the animal soul, but about the godly soul, b'miteche nofach, because that which is blown from within. The difference between the breath used in speech and the breath used in inflating a balloon, for example. Yesh ba b'chinas seichel hanelam. This neshama, because it comes from an inner place in God, it contains the level of seichel hanelam, the state of chachma, which we described earlier in creation, in God, on God's part, that it is the state of knowledge that precedes the development of knowledge. Hamezum is be'es yud, and therefore it is represented by the letter yud, which is merely the dot, before there's any structure or development. Shebekeche lotes el hagilui, and this seichel, which is not yet developed, can be revealed. L'hovin u'lahasku b'amitase yizbareich, the neshama can reveal that potential intelligence to understand and comprehend God's greatness, God's truth. Kol chad v'chad l'fum shiyura delay, each neshama according to its capacity, v'fizei chafsich le'u binosei, depending on the breadth of his, the size, the zeichav, of his seichel and his bina, in other words, his capacity for understanding, and also depending on how deeply he immerses himself in the subject. In other words, depending on his effort. So this understanding of God's greatness depends on each individual according to his capacity and according to his effort. When he involves himself deeply to contemplate God's greatness, azai, then that activity, mizumezes binose be'es hei, that is the level of bina, and that is hinted at and suggested by the letter hei. Sheyesh lo zeichav, because the hei, unlike the yud, has breadth and length. And the hay also has length, which represents the drawing down, the bringing down of the understanding. To give birth from his contemplation of God's greatness, to give birth to Ahavas Hashem v'yizo, to the love of God and the fear of God, until they say hen, and the other emotions that follow from love and fear, the meche v'talumis libe, first in his mind and in the hidden part of his heart. where the person is first moved by what he learns, his first experience, he is first touched by his information, by this knowledge, in the mind and in the hidden part of the heart. And then from there it develops into a full-blown emotion in the revealed part of the heart. And from this we have the Aveda, the service of God, which is the true service, meaning to say that when he does the mitzvah or he refrains from a sin, he does it with great caution and great devotion, the Esek HaTeidah HaMitzvahs, when he involves himself in Teidah and Mitzvahs, because he has the love and the fear that is derived from the understanding, from the Chochmah and the Bina. Therefore, his actions in Teidah and Mitzvahs are true actions because it involves him completely. The Keil V'Dibur, with using his voice and speech, a Maisa or activity, Hein Aseyes Vav Kei, so the understanding on the initial level, that is the letter Yud, the development of the understanding that produces the emotions, that is the letter Vav. That is the letter Hei, the first Hei. And then the voice and speech and action, that's in Teda and Mitzvahs, that's represented by the letters Vav Hei. The Vav represents the study of Teda. And the Hei represents the action of Mitzvahs. Gam has bananus lahoven ulahaskil ba'amitose ugdulose yizbodeich, and also the contemplation to understand and to grasp the truth of God's greatness, God's truth and His greatness, nimshecha gam kimahateza, that also comes from teza, the eraisa mechachma nafko, because teza comes from God's chachma, he bechinas yud shel shem avaya, that too is represented by the letter yud. In other words, the letter Yud represents the capacity that the neshama has for understanding godliness. It also represents the Torah that enables the neshama to understand godliness. Because the ability to comprehend, to contemplate God's greatness is because God makes himself available in Torah, which is his Chochmah. And that too is represented by the letter Yud. In the Hayyim Yom for today, for the day of the 17th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that the difference, the 16th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that the Baal Shem Tov's Avas Yisrael, his love for every Jew, was beyond description. And the Maggid said that if only we would kiss a Sefer Torah with the same devotion, with the same love, that the Baal Shem Tov, with which the Baal Shem Tov kissed the Jewish children when he took them to the cheder while he was a teacher's assistant.